President Biden will deliver his first address to a joint session of Congress tonight. COVID restrictions and new security protocols will make it unlike any address in modern history. Here's NPR congressional reporter Claudia Grisales.
Traditionally, a presidential joint address to Congress is marked by a packed House chamber with a guest list that can total 1,600 people. But that won't be the case tonight.
We're going to be indoors, and I'm sure there'll be strong social distancing.
That's Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, who made the cut of 200 guests attending. To figure out who could go, Senate Democrats held a lottery to adhere to new security requirements and limitations as a result of the pandemic.
Congress should be following the CDC guidelines.
That's Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, who is also attending. Lawmakers, the First Lady, and a few cabinet officials are among those expected to join. White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki says Biden will walk down the House chamber center aisle while wearing a mask.
While the speech will, of course, look and feel different from past years, the president will preserve a few traditions.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says it will be a different dynamic with a smaller crowd, but it will have, quote, its own wonderful character. She also said she had a strong security briefing, unlike the one before the January 6th insurrection, covering every detail of tonight's address. Because it was designated a national special security event, Secret Service is heading up a lot of those plans to limit access, along with Capitol Police and others.
We've been coordinating with the U.S. Secret Service, the U.S. Capitol Police, since the joint session date was announced.
That's Christopher Rodriguez, director of the Washington, D.C. Homeland Security and Emergency Agency, who says it's all hands on deck. Republicans say they'll attend as well and say South Carolina GOP Senator Tim Scott is ready to rebut Biden's remarks afterwards. Iowa Republican Joni Ernst says it will be a highlight.
So at least we can finish out the night with a level of optimism that I think many Americans are really hungering to hear.
Many lawmakers say the event could be a reminder of the traditions that are set to fully return to Congress one day soon. Claudia Grisales, NPR News, the Capitol.